Rangers Rambles.
And we are live on the next episode of the Rangers Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me, none other, is my co-host, Avira.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You, honestly, though, what the frick happened to you? You're a freaking spider doggo.
What?
That was a train.
Choo-choo! Choo choo!
Seriously, who? You can't be serious.
Choo choo!
This reminds me from my cousin Vinny scene.
Honestly, I think the timing of it was just basically. Yeah, why did you have to steal his thunder? Why? Oh well.
I like trains.
Mm-hmm. So, joining up next on the show, Orion.
Yo.
I mean, you did a bang up job when I was gone.
Yeah, that was relatively straightforward, to be honest. Wasn't too difficult.
Not too bad though. Once again, big thanks for filling in my shoes.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Next up on the show, Malagos.
Hey everyone.
And, oh my goodness, what the frick happened to Cord?
Woo! Hi.
Hi. It's been a long time since we've had you on the show.
Oh, you know, doing my normal thing, raising kittens and stuff.
It's great. You've been having, that sort of life. And I know you've really wanted to be back on. That's why we thought of you.
Aww.
Now, for those of you who didn't know, we once had Cord as a special guest, but because you finally came back to the group, and so on, you lose that status permanently until you decide to leave the group.
Yay!
Sorry, but them's the rules. But yeah.
I already know I'm special.
No. Cord Kitty's just an ordinary kitty.
Meow.
I'm an extraordinary kitty, right?
Yep.
So, shall we begin then? On to the show. See, there has been one movie that's been making so much waves because of what was purportedly in the movie, and it's called The Joker. You guys know what's been happening with the movie?
Yeah,
about the Joker controversy. U.S. Army sends out warning about incels.
Of course, people on the left are going to hate it because they're going to find something wrong with it. As per the usual, basically, they're afraid that incels or white will relate too much to the Joker because he's all depressed and went crazy, and they think it's going to lead to violence.
It's going to radicalize these white men to become shooters, they say.
Because of the
gamers Joker. Wise up.
Like, what?
Gosh.
Does everyone know exactly why the Aurora shooting happened, right? The guy, he propped the door open, and then he got the stuff out of his car. So the moral of the story is, if someone tries to prop the door open, you close the door!
But was he a fan of the Joker before that?
Well, you could tell by his hair, yeah.
It all makes sense.
Well, that wasn't a secret. Like, everyone knew it. Like, the freaking crazy hair and all that. Yeah.
No, I don't think that's really the case.
If there's anybody who's orange, you just don't want to trust him.
We're looking at somebody here. We have a fursuit who's hanging upside down.
Well then.
Don't trust the orange ones. They're planning something.
You know what?
It's like the brain
bunch. What the wrong thing here is that they're calling for gun control.
Right.
Because of the movie.
No, but I mean,
I'm all for gun control. As long as I get to control your guns, I'm good.
No, but the thing is, what happens when you have a gun-free zone?
In a movie theater, no less.
Okay.
Yeah.
The problem is they think that this movie is appealing to white incels, as they call them, because the Joker is depressed and he lives like with his mom, and he went crazy and nihilistic because he's all depressed. And they're somehow relating that to mass shootings that happened in the past.
Right.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I don't see the solution, further alienating, these incels. I don't think that's going to work. That's just going to make things worse.
There is a very easy solution. The easiest solution to incels is prostitution legalization. Doi!
Well, I wonder
the get laid police.
I don't think even having them late would actually cure their incelity or whatever it's called.
No.
They might also be upset that the Joker is a straight white male. You know, they didn't make him gay, or they didn't like race bend him or anything. So they might be upset about that too, because it's not progressive enough.
Yeah.
I think it should have the Ghostbusters treatment. Let's make the Joker a girl now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, why not? Sure. Okay.
You know what, though? On this side note, though, it's gone to the point where the U.S. Army has had to issue a warning to theaters about the potential for an incel attack.
What?
Yes, it says, the letter reads, team, posts on social media have made reference to involuntary celibate extremists replicating the 2012 theater shooting at Aurora, Colorado at the beginnings of the Joker movie at nationwide theaters.
But you know what else is could be like a candidate for an incel attack? Cons. Conventions. Any public space that, you know, that where geeks and video game fans or whatever are gonna gather.
Don't give them any ideas.
Bad idea.
Yeah, the thing is, though, just because incel has the word cell in it doesn't mean they're a terror cell.
I see what you did there. Why did you remove the cell from that and just made it an in?
Insist.
No.
Yeah, there used to be.
I've seen the trailer for this. It's quite an interesting take on the character.
It looks like really good, honestly.
I'm definitely gonna watch this in the theater. I don't usually go to the theaters, but this is one of the movies where I have to see it, when it shows up in the theaters.
Okay. Probably going to hate me for saying this, but I did not like Batman Begins. I like the funny Batman. I like the Tim Burton Batman, where it's just like...
You mean you don't like the Nolan trilogy of Batman?
Like, I don't want Batman to take himself too seriously, because he's got a freaking cape and he's a bat. Like, come on. Like when you see a fursuiter, can you take us seriously? Like, I don't believe it. If you're a Batman, you should be funny and fun.
Wait,
he's a billionaire who went crazy in a cave and pretends he's going to save the world.
I like it. That's silly. That's so Tim Burton.
Yeah, the thing is, what wasn't like the live action TV show from the 60s like that?
Yeah, that was bonkers.
It was perfect, and then they ruined it. Batman Begins. Thanks a lot, Christopher Nolan, making it too serious.
So you like Adam West?
Sorry.
So you like the Adam West Batman, the one from the, was it like 60s or 70s?
Yeah, he was great.
The one with the shark can repellent?
Oh yeah, that I remember that.
The good old days. I'm old. See my gray muzzle? You could see it right here. It's gray and it's muzzly.
Just a little bit.
Boomer furry.
Oh God! I don't even know very, very, very few boomer furries in the in that.
Yeah, we have quite a few in the chat actually.
Isn't Scorch a boomer?
Boomer, baby boomer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 55.
I might be old, but I'm not.
Yeah, that's a boomer territory. I mean, that's how my mom's old.
Oh, wait, you mean Boomer the dog or Baby Boomer? I mean
Baby Boomer.
No, I'm not senior citizen yet.
Okay, Scorch is a boomer confirmed. He's way past that age. I digress, though.
I mean, in dog years, I died like twice already. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm probably like 120 in cat years. That's, yep.
Yeah, but cats have, you know, cats can just keep dying and reliving, dying and reliving.
Hey, that's a stereotype. We only have 9 of them, okay?
Yeah, you just gotta kill them enough times. Yeah.
So what's interesting about the Joker is that it's getting really good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes from the audience, but of course the critics are totally downvoting it, as they do with movies of this type of nature.
I have honestly stopped taking Rotten Tomatoes seriously ever since they had Dear White People rated at 100%.
Wow, did they really?
Yeah.
It's all the critics that do that. And then, you know, the audience rate.
Wasn't there the audience time rate where Rotten Tomatoes was suppressing different reviews from the Dave Chappelle thing? Like they tried to suppress good reviews and then only show the bad ones, and then they closed up the reviews?
Yeah, but you know what? For the Dave Chappelle show, the audience score was so damn high that they can't freaking beat it, even though the critic score was literally near zero.
What was it, like 99%? Like, it was, like, really high.
The audience were like, yep, Dave Chappelle's awesome. And then they had, like, 2 or 3 reviews that were, like, really bad. It's like, Dave Chappelle's awesome. I don't know why anyone would vote him down.
He makes offensive jokes that hurt my feelings. Oh, no. Oh, I can't do it.
That's what makes David Chappelle so good.
You know how many times a week I sing, hate is gonna hate, love is gonna love, I don't even want none of the above. I forgot the rest of the words, but it's a really great song.
Nope, he's a transphobe. He's a racist, bigot, Nazi. And how dare you like him, you monster. Yeah. That's the world we live in right now.
Yeah, the thing is, these critics, they live on like a different planet, and I don't know what planet it is. I think it's planet bullshit.
I want to see it, but I don't want to support Comcast or anything. I just want to like download it and like, but it's not on the YouTube, so it's like, okay, I guess I'll never see it.
Yeah, shame, isn't it though?
But is it on the Netflix? I like Netflix.
I think so.
You know it was a Netflix special. It was.
You know what? You know what movie is going to get 100%?
What?
Cock movie.
Cock. Yeah, I heard about that. That would have been like the Joker for more, you know, for left wingers. There was a trailer movie called Cock. And the funny part was, like, the movie producer got suspended on Twitter.
What?
Wow.
And I thought he was basically making, you know, something that left-wingers could literally, you know, beat to. It's literally the Joker for left, you know. But, yeah. not funny. To get back to the Joker thing, deal, even the director Todd Phillips had to respond to the, you know, to what the movie's been causing.
And the director's response was gold.
Yes. I mean, he just basically said, yeah, you know, if you haven't seen the movie, you know, blah, blah, blah. I really think that there have been a lot of think pieces written by people who probably state they haven't seen the movie and they don't need to. Come on, yeah. Come on, if you want to do that, like, freaking watch the movie itself. And
here's a little tip. How about stop fearing about, you know, potential mass shootings where on public things, like stop fearing the people for no reason, because, you know, mass shootings can appear anywhere.
Well, this movie has nothing to do with that. That's the problem. But people are trying to make the connection because of, like,
this is illness, yeah, they're like seeing deja vu where it doesn't even need to be.
Yeah, it's called a false equivalency.
Right. Exactly.
And you know what, though? Just even this has got too much. Like, even the actor for the Joker himself, Phoenix, you know, got grilled over, you know, with this movie called Violence. And even he said, you know,
God, like, this is basically the flipping video games causes violence nonsense, but ramped up to 11.
Now wait, the people doing this? It's the military. Is it the military that's doing this?
Yeah.
No, military is just issuing warnings, like, for people to watch out for incels who potentially might shoot the movie.
I think now, like, somebody standing outside, like, you know, going to every, like, you know, male and, like, you know, asking them, are you single? Are you single?
Are you white? Are you single? Do you have a gun?
Oh, God.
Do you browse 4chan?
Oh, I'm browsing it at the moment.
Do you think we live in clown world?
Yes, yes, I do.
Are you a right winger?
Maybe.
That's like a... Imagine asking like a question like, are you a right winger? Are you a right winger?
Look, no, but I don't want to endorse racism at all, but I don't think we should trust any of the orange ones.
Stop it! Stop this nonsense right now.
Colorist!
Blasphemy, fake news, lies, and slander. That's what this is. CNN. Anyways, a lot of people are upset, you know, with the whole Joker thing, is because they fear that a lot of upset young white men can relate to him, and they don't want to make that equivalence. Like, that's the main problem. They're saying, well, if they see the Joker as a hero, they might try to, you know, replicate his behavior in real life. And that's one of the criticisms that all these, you know, crazy people that just didn't like the idea of this, that's what they're talking about. So how do you guys feel about that? But do you really think, like, someone who's, like, really that depressed can, like, watch a movie and get inspired to, like, I don't know, shoot up a school or some crazy shit like that? Like, does that really make sense?
No, it's the braining. Like, the braining is not good. And the problem is, like, I mean, if you have some sort of braining problem, you can't really, there's not a way to, like, detect that. So ultimately, there's not really any good way to stop the mass shootings. But I mean, think of it like this. If everything's a soft target, then it's going to be hard to stop mass shootings. But if everything's a hard target, then it's going to be really, really hard. It's going to be really, really easy to stop mass shootings. You know what I mean?
How about just everyone wears a gun, and when a mass shooter appears, just someone.
Yeah, someone like, just be ready and keep an eye out, right?
Because the thing is, okay, if you were to actually, like, go to a shooting range and then your target started shooting at you, you would stop and you would not go to that shooting range anymore, correct?
No, I'd fucking run away and... No.
That's my point. If your targets are shooting at you, you are going to stop shooting. So that's kind of why hard target is better than a soft target. That's just the bottom line.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that guy in Texas who decided to shoot up the entire church, then basically got chased down by by a couple who had guns, you know.
Right, but you know the whole whatever that made them tick is a little different though, either way, in the targets. But yeah,
ultimately, just one last little point about this whole crazy movie with the Joker and whatnot. Yeah. So we know that he does embrace the clown persona. Another movie that's coming out, It Chapter 2, just so happens to be, according to some people, that it is gay. And that he's dating the Babadook monster.
That's impossible.
That's what they want to happen. That is what they're talking about.
In the opening scene, he proved that he was homophobic.
Yes, because he killed a gay person. However, there are rumors online that they want to make this canon that it is dating the Babadook and is, in fact, gay. That is what they're trying to say now. And
someone the LGBT the
alphabet people are not honk. Very happy about this.
You want a honk? Okay.
Fucking clown world.
There you go.
Yeah, well, exactly. There you go. So, I guess... So, what do they want? Do they want the Joker to be gay, too? Or do they just not like... I don't even know. Like, it's hard to, like, think... how these people think, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think the sexuality needs to be, like, connected to the plot a little bit. Like, you know, with Brokeback Mountain, it was very connected to the plot. It was very important to the plot. Yeah. But yes. Like, you suddenly make Ghostbusters all gay, then it's like, okay, that's really nice and progressive, but does this serve the plot? I don't know.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's pretty much a time where we just live, where they just, you know, pronounce all these platitudes. And on that same note, yeah, I'd like to, you know, to push forward. So we do have a couple of live comments, though, regarding this whole thing. Blue Paw says, I mean, didn't one get influenced from the book Catcher in the Rye, like a movie mass shooter?
Oh, he did.
We should ban books. They're dangerous.
We should burn them, actually. Let's burn the books. That's a good idea. No one's ever done that before.
We all agree. Great. Let's burn the books.
Yes.
That reminds me of another book.
Dissenting opinions. Just destroy them all.
Yeah, gee. I wonder if that's going to work really, really well.
violence.
No one's ever done that before. And you never know.
Nah.
Oh, before we get off the topic of Batman, look at my shirt. See?
Oh, that's epic.
Batman.
I get it.
I came to the podcast prepared.
Catman!
Yay! So, with that said, it's time to, you know, to get to the next item of discussion and the namesake of the show this week, which is Game for the Earth. And you know what's been happening is that a lot of game companies, including some major players, have gotten on the climate change gravy train.
Oh no.
Xbox to be the first carbon neutral game console test program.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I know.
The thing is, though, I think this program's probably going to fail.
This is...
Well, what do they mean by test program? This is not... Like, this is something that a lot of companies have agreed to do. And if you look at this article, it really is quite extensive and kind of freaking scary if you look into, like, what they're trying to do.
Right. In the long scheme of things, yes, it is definitely scary. But to get to the nitty-gritty of it, though, just to read the first line, like, video game companies are rallying together to try to save the planet. And the United Nations Environment Program has announced a new Playing for the Planet Alliance. And so on, and you know, and Xbox wants to make, you know, Microsoft wants to make 825,000 carbon neutral Xboxes. Now, let's stop there and think about, you know, what exactly is plastic made of to begin with?
Look, I'd be impressed if they made it biodegradable too. I want to take my old Xbox, I want to put it in the backyard, and I want it to make an Xbox tree. That's how you impress me.
That's how you save the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's very easy. You have some, you know, great thinking right there. Like, an Xbox that will literally grow.
Yeah. I want an Xbox tree. Yep.
It has like seeds in it and then it grows like little baby Xboxes and like the newest games are like the new fruits of every season. That'd be bonkers.
Someone write a letter quickly.
Yes. Alert the press.
No. We basically, you know, run our ideas and, you know, and innovate an Xbox that grows and spits out its own babies.
Now look, et cetera.
And then we can have a forest full of Xboxes.
Yes.
Why is everybody stacked on top of me? You're all so heavy.
Guys, this reminds me.
The title of this article is really misleading because it says the first carbon neutral game console.
Right.
But that's not like, really what they mean.
And, you know, plastic is literally what a chain of hydrogen and carbon molecules in it.
Right. So what the article should be titled is Xbox to be first in promoting climate change alarmist propaganda, along with a collaboration of several other companies.
What, are they going to have Greta's face on Xbox?
Oh, God, no. Don't even give them that idea.
That's genius! Don't Someone write a letter!
I can't believe that you are ignorant and you want to destroy the world. We're all going to die.
I would like you to find one person, just one person who actually wants to buy their game console dependent upon how well it's going to save the Earth. Like, I just find one person, and then if you can, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Sure, that'll help the sales.
Okay, no, but there are some things that I do kind of understand that make sense about what they're trying to do. Okay, so here's the thing. One of them says that they have a low power mode that if you're away from your console for, like, too long and you, like, leave it on, it's going to go into, like, this special mode where it, like, reduces electrical consumption. And I think that makes sense, you know? Like, that's good. It's not going to save the fucking world, but it's definitely going to reduce your electric bill.
So it's like sleep. Okay. So it's like sleep on computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda.
It's more deeper sleep.
But that's, yeah. Well, yeah. Right. But there's other
that's
ones
much,
that
yeah,
get what, very crazy.
What the really initiatives do. So let's go through the initiatives as well. Like you said.
Oh God. Yeah. Let's go through
five
these.
Low power mode. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
That I agree with. That's okay. That's good. You know. That's just the technical aspect. It's not zero emissions, like, or whatever the fuck, like, that's not happening, but it helps, all right?
Like, are they talking about the carbon emissions when you play it, or when it's manufactured?
Oh, you'll see.
Don't go to the technicalities. Oh, no, you'll basically crash them, like, you'll basically tear down the house of cards.
Look at what
Google Stadia.
Oh, God. There will be a sustainable game development guide for developers to help them implement green nudges into the gameplay. But again, it's unclear what this means. Green nudges? Does that mean that they're secretly, like, showing how global warming is, like, destroying
the
world in their
games?
They're
going to show you Greta's face, like for a split second, like you're going to see Greta's face angry at you.
Hey, why are you interrupting my gameplay, you stupid thought?
No, but like, guys, like, this is kind of serious, though. Like, think about the propaganda that these game developers are actually trying to, like, implement. This is kind of scary.
But it'll save
the thing is, though,
color green, and everyone knows green is very environmental.
Yeah, but this is creepy. Okay, like, Creative Mobile, their game ZooCraft will transition into becoming a conservation-focused game. I don't know what it was before that, but now it's focused on conservationalism? Like, why are games trying to get political? I thought they were supposed to just be about, like, having fun. Like, what's up with these creepy, like, subliminal messages trying to brainwash
people?
Right,
like, let's keep looking at more initiatives, though. Wild World, yeah. Sanibu Jam. The studio will integrate restoration elements into games. I mean, they'll plant trees around the world. Okay, yeah, good.
They will also plant trees around... Does that mean that... Wait, who's going to plant trees around the world?
Wild Works, the makers of Animal Jam. I mean, cool if you do that, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. But the whole integrate restoration elements in their games.
Uh-oh.
This is...
I'm trying to remember which game actually has, like... pollution, global warming setting.
Fallout?
No, that's nuclear weapon.
Yeah, the thing is, though, we can have, like, you know, like, The Google would be the one which would be pushing the subliminal messages.
Oh, yeah. Look at what Twitch says. Twitch says, the company says it will use their streaming service to spread this message about climate change to the global gaming community. Bro, why? Why?
Because it's called virtue signaling.
It's called brainwashing. This is
It's what corporations do to make, like, you know how, you know, when June starts and the, you know, gay Pride Month starts and everyone switches to the Pride logo? That's called virtue signaling. That's basically the same thing they're doing it right here.
That's only 1 month, though. This is never going to end because global warming is just going to happen forever.
It's like a trend that's probably gonna fade away.
You know,
yeah, it's gonna fizzle out.
Yeah, well, by the time they do that, what's
gonna happen is that there's probably gonna be like a new theory or like a new evidence to suggest that the thing is that they're trying to say that man is the main cause of climate change, but these are people who barely understand how climate works.
Okay, but the thing is, it's not just the media anymore. And it's not just, the mainstream news and movies. Now it's video game companies that I'm sure the main consoles are trying to, coerce the developers to put in little secret messages about how the climate is going to kill everyone.
Uh-huh. But, and it's not just them, though. Now, the next part of it is that it's not just Microsoft is doing the wrong thing. Now, Sony's PlayStation is joining forces with the United Nations as well.
Sony.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed it. My head fell off. But then I put my head back on, so I'm good, guys. Surgery.
I actually didn't notice that.
I just saw you turn off your webcam and that.
Hey,
you saved magic.
Hey, Jolt, are you gonna highlight any comments made?
I think there is a couple of them here and there. Inu says, it's time to soy up all the video game consoles. Vegan gaming. Yay!
Yes, vegan.
Vegan gaming. Basically, imagine in RuneScape, instead of having meat, you have to eat grass, and if you try to eat meat, it will the character will just go
Well, same deal as well. What is it?
No, go ahead.
It's same deal as well. If you tried to fish as well in that game, for example.
Damn, Cord, what are you doing?
I could see everybody! Oh my gosh, you're naked!
Yeah.
Put on some clothes! Just kidding.
Na, 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 na.
Dude, that's creepy.
Gosh, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Dude, you can say that again.
I don't know what timeline we live in, but shit's getting bonkers. And more bonkers every day.
Are they going to promote global warming in furry conventions as well?
No, don't even say that. Don't say that. Because they will. I also would prefer it if AnthroCon was a little bit cooler during the parade, I'm just saying. But,
Heard that song, The Earth? It's really funny. They have, they're talking about climate change, and then Justin Bieber talks about his butt.
I heard that song for the first time yesterday.
We are the Earth! We hired Justin Bieber to say something about his asshole!
I like the part where there's the guy who says, I'm a wolf, and then he goes, a woo. And I'm just like, oh, I could relate to that.
Wow, that was dumb.
That's some furry trash shit. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Before my next, you know, the problem is the whole video didn't have any cats, so that's the one thing I didn't like about the Earth.
Oh, yeah, fuck the Earth. Yeah, bring
because
on
because it's got no cats, right?
Yeah, more kitty cats. I mean, they did have the lion who was eating that one singer, and that was nice, but like house cats, come on. We rule the Earth,
dude. My dude, go to Mars.
There's nothing up there, just a bunch of dirt and bacteria.
Start a cat-only colony in Mars.
No, you do that. We're going to keep Earth. We like it here. We already rule it. You rule your other Venus or whatever.
Also, to save the Earth, you must eat dirt and worms.
And bugs.
Yeah.
So, I wonder, like, I kind of want to talk to, like, one of the developers. Or, like, the CEO of, like, Sony or Microsoft or something. Well, I guess that would be Bill Gates, right? Never mind. But,
Look, like, yeah.
Bill Gates isn't the CEO anymore.
All right, but Sony is in cahoots with the UN. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, and like, you know what, though? I definitely worry about the kind of games that people are going to be pumping out now if they're going to go more the green direction.
Yeah, right? Like, with all these secret little messages about how we're all gonna die if we don't stop driving our cars or eating steak. Like, that's... Nah, man.
That's something to be, like, worried about. Like, the thing is, we have something called, like, the market, you know what I mean? That'll determine who wins and loses, right?
Yeah, the thing is, though, it's like, if they make it obnoxious, people won't buy the game.
Yeah, that is true.
And then they'll blame it on climate change denialists. And you
They'll blame it on white cis males.
They'll blame it on
white cis straight males, and they'll blame it on Trump. And yeah, they'll blame it because white cis straight males are majority in gaming, and you know there's like all that stuff.
And also Orange Man bad because you know. Yeah.
Just to add in, it's just like, you know, I remember when, like, you know, video games just weren't political.
Yeah, but now this is the flavor of the year, and that's just no.
I like drinking the Kool-Aid. The way you win it is you click on the cookie. It's a vegan game.
Yeah, you remember those PETA games? Like
Super like Tofu Boy.
Yeah, like Stuff the Turkey game and stuff.
Here's another live comment.
Okay.
Amy says, can you imagine a new Star Fox game where the airplanes and the spaceships are banned because of the global warming that the burnt fuel causes in a game?
Yeah, right?
Dude.
Sorry, you can't ride this plane because it's too environmentally unfriendly.
Yes, you know, spaceship fuel, yada yada yada. Insert this meme.
And you have to start. You have to eat members of the crew because cannibalism is environmentally friendly.
Oh, that's right. But no, what if the animals are? You know, what do they contain? There's a conundrum. Remember, but you know, it's not gonna happen though. Remember, it's Nintendo.
Just when I thought video games couldn't get any more woke, they actually pull this kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, remember the 19 pride flags from Gears 5?
Yeah.
Now it's gonna be no. Gear 6 is instead of this is gonna be like you draw a gun, but then says, oh wait, that gun is environmentally unfriendly. Here, have this like bubble gun thing.
Look, I mean, if you have any game with killing, what that's doing is it's encouraging us to have less of a carbon footprint, because when you stop breathing, you stop expelling carbon dioxide, right?
Yes, more guns.
So the more killing you have in a game, the more environmentally friendly it is, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
Good figure.
Oh, shit. I just remembered. RuneScape has cutting trees down.
Uh-oh. That skill is gone. Uh-oh. And environmentally friendly.
Can't have that anymore. Nope.
No, it's okay. We could use them to make pamphlets talking about how we should save the Earth. It's all good, guys. We got this all figured out.
Just imagine, you try to swing an axe at a tree, and it says, "This action is environmentally unfriendly. Please choose some environmentally friendly action, like crafting."
Yeah. Minus 5 experience points because you tried to chop down a tree.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that might be the direction that games are going now, and that's kind of scary.
I'm going to chop down all the trees in the forest so I could make a bunch of protest signs protesting deforestation.
Well,
good idea, right, guys?
I bet indie game developer is going to make like Logger Simulator 2010.
Lumberjack Simulator.
Yeah, Lumberjack Simulator. And then it's going to get banned because it, you know, oh God, how dare you? It was made by this evil conservative who hates the environment or some shit like that.
Guys, we should just stop cutting trees. You know, paper is banned now because it's cutting trees and that's about environmentally unfriendly.
God. What am I going to write with?
But what am I going to write the notes that I'm not sending to my grandma on?
Well, you're gonna do it the same way the caveman did it, like with the with a hammer and chisel and a stone tablet.
Yeah, rocks.
Kind of like Flintstones did.
I'm all for drawing on something that I could throw at a dog.
That is speciesism.
Speaking of dogs, though, I think this is time we wrapped up this segment. Though, Avira, there's a segment that you know you'd like to cover, though, because this is an item of interest.
Oh, yes, there is. So, you guys, okay, think about what is one of the most common names for a dog you could think of.
Bobby.
Spot.
Cody.
Spot.
Spot. Right. Spot is pretty damn common. My uncle has a dog named Spot, and it's pretty cool. Anyways, I'm gonna go be sideways for a second.
Why are you sitting on my head? You're also
heavy. I'm not a Spot. All right. So Spot is the latest creation created by Boston Dynamics Robotics. This thing is, I mean, look at this thing go.
Oh. Now,
this is one of the most advanced robots to date. This just came out September 25th, 2019. Now, it's very similar to what the military uses, the U.S. military, to transport combat equipment in the desert. But now, this is a smaller version, which is much more intelligent and much more dynamic. Hence, Boston Dynamics.
Oh, get it.
But yeah, so basically, they see this thing being used in construction, rescue operations, and pretty much everyday tasks. It's about 3 feet tall, pretty much the size of a dog. And its motion is the most fluid of any modern robot. It can also carry cinder blocks, by the way. Now, something interesting about this robot is it's modular. So their intention is to sell this thing to companies that could create their own like mods to add to this robot that can help in their own company needs. For instance, like a construction company could attach drills, hammers, measuring devices, you know, things like that, to this creation. So it operates for about 90 minutes. It has, you know, replaceable batteries, can walk about walking speed, and can traverse any terrain you know, uphill. If it falls over, it could get itself back up. This thing is very, very advanced. And this is what Boston Dynamics, you know, the robotics company, just released.
Are those the same people who kicked and, like, shot the robots? Like, everyone said that the robots, the poor robots and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they were doing that to test how their robots respond to very fast stimulation. Like, if, you know, you encounter a robot, like, if it falls over, you know, it can get itself back up. Or if it drops something, it could pick it up again. So they were, like, testing it. But, like, this thing, this spot thing, this, like, it looks really creepy. And there's been a lot of, there's been a lot of feedback about this. You know, a lot of people have some very conflicted opinions about it. It's not necessarily the uncanny valley like we've seen with other human-like robots. This is more of a motion type of thing because it does look very fluid. And yet it does have some rigid moments where it just doesn't look quite right. It's hard to explain.
I mean, that's just human fear.
You know what? Here's the thing. You want to take advantage of that fear. Sell this to the military, because I don't know about you, but I want robot dogs to destroy terrorism.
Well, like I said before, they have this already. Well, they have something like it, only it's much bigger. It's about 5 feet tall, or maybe 4 feet tall, but it's like a lot. It's like this thing times three.
But basically, does it have a machine gun on its back?
I don't think so. Well, I hope not.
Well, I mean, apparently they say you have 2 slots for payloads with a 14-kilogram weight limit.
Guys, we're missing a good opportunity to destroy terrorism. Robot dogs! And hey, send the real ones anyway. I don't care.
Hey, yeah, we're also missing a great opportunity to, like, you know... Did you ever hear of Skynet? Like, that thing?
Yeah?
Yes, yeah. I have.
Yeah.
This is like the beginning stages of that.
Or RoboCop. Yeah, that's the beginning of that.
Apparently, I got, like, booted off the booted off the website for some reason.
Say, oh, what? That's weird.
It wasn't me, I swear.
It was the robots.
It was me.
It was Skynet.
It was Skynet.
No, but like, why is everything that they invent, like every robot thing, has to, like, say, oh, the Skynet's gonna conquer us or something?
I guess it's
this is what happens when you let humans take their hands off and, you know, the robots basically, you know, are in full control.
I don't...
Yeah, you can just turn them off.
I mean, robots are already in full control over some of the things.
Yes, human direct control.
Well,
like car factories.
Is semi-autonomous. Like, you can control it, but if you just, like, let it go, like move forward, it has, like, its own sensors where it can, like, figure out its environment, and, like, if it falls or if it encounters an obstacle, it can, like, overcome it without a human intervening. So that's some next level type of stuff.
And the most important thing is it doesn't run after cats either. I'd say this is the perfect dog right here.
I think I'm a pretty good dog. Hashtag good boy.
No, you'd be better as a robot dog, I'd say. Yep.
Bark, bark.
This kind of reminds me of that episode from Courage the Cowardly Dog, when he was replaced by a robot dog.
Yes, I remember that. Ho 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 ho! My dog better than your dog. Like that Asian guy.
Yeah.
Why you know about dog? I've been that much better. Oh, that's fucking racist. but yeah, like, that's kind of true, because, like, damn. That was a good episode too. I felt so bad for Courage, but you know, at the end of the day, though, Courage did power through.
He did beat the dog. The dog was basically pounding him all this time, and then basically ran out of batteries.
Yeah, and then it, like, exploded.
Speaking of batteries and so on, what are we gonna feed the robot dog?
Oh, well,
robot cats. Just kidding. Robot dog food, obviously.
Oh, next, yeah, question. Nuts and bolts. Oh, Maybe not nuts. Never mind. Nuts and bolts. Yeah. And screws. And maybe some washers and springs.
Oh, so it's like the dog off Jimmy Neutron then.
Oh, yeah! That's right. Oh, what was his name? Goddard.
Yes.
That's oh, one. Yeah. I remember Goddard. Quack, quack. I love when he played dead, he just exploded.
Yeah. And just reassembled himself.
Yeah. I don't think the Boston Dynamics dog can do that yet.
Not yet, though.
Not yet.
Not yet. But, you know, there's always hope.
It's talking about robotic dogs. Did you know that, like, you know, in like one of the original drafts of Halo 5, Master Chief wasn't going to actually have a companion similar to that. Boston Dynamics, like an old dog.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
To be honest, that would have been more interesting than the Halo 5 we got, which was, to be honest, awful.
Dude, it would have been, you know, a great big step if Halo basically, you know, pioneered that. And, you know, make a bit more change.
Yeah, it's like the dog was actually going to carry stuff for you, like, you know, like weapons and, like, you know, ammunition.
Aww. Well, they kind of already have this, like I said, in the United States military. Like, there is, I forgot what it's called. I should have researched it.
It's called Big Dog.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So it kind of looks like that, but it's like bigger.
It's called Dog, like the dog from Half-Life.
Hey, so should we have another glance at the live comments?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
But you should also look at the dead ones, too. You don't want to neglect them.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, what? The dead comments? Oh, God.
The dead comment says, robot brains.
And he says, there's nothing good that can come of these dogs.
Ooh. Is there anyone else commenting?
Okay, pass to the crowd. Fucking robot dogs are going to murder us all and be stuck with the shitty climate change we created.
I don't disagree with that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Once we destroy the planet, the robo doggos will rule the world. Clearly.
That's precisely what the next comment I was going to segue into, because he also says, this was in an episode of Black Mirror, I kid you not, they took over and killed the humans.
What?
Oh god, another...
Okay, like, real talk though, what actually is Black Mirror? Because I've heard a lot about this. It sounds like the Twilight Zone, kind of.
A super duper, you know, science fiction-y sort of deal, yo, I don't know. Not that I've watched it, but...
It is basically the Twilight Zone.
Okay.
It's nothing new or interesting.
Oh, well.
But I mean, it just does go to show you, though. Robot dogs can and will rule the world.
But you know what I was thinking of when I saw the video of, which we played earlier, of this thing actually walking around in, like, the environment? You know what it kind of reminded me of? That movie... I Am Robot? No, or... Right? Or I Robot, I think it was?
Yeah, it was I Robot.
Oh, one was Will Smith.
So, it was basically, like, the near future. I believe it was filmed, or it was supposed to take place in, like, 2035, I think. And it showed robots interacting with humans, you know, like, just on a daily level, on an everyday basis, taking the jobs that humans didn't want. Like, there was some garbage disposal of robots or whatever. And it kind of looked like this was the beginning stages of that. Because they showed it at a convention. A construction zone. Not a convention. At a construction zone. But it could also do other things, too. I'm like, can you imagine in a couple years, like, just working at a construction site and then having these things walking around, like, moving bricks and shit?
Yeah, the thing is, you could actually use them for transport.
Yeah, I know, but you can also use people for that. And that's another thing I wanted to get into real quick. So at my store that I work at, you know, it's a grocery store, we had a grand reopening last week. But you know what we got? We got a robot. It's called Marty. This thing is about 5 feet tall. It's on wheels, and it basically has, like, a face and eyes and stuff. So it drives around the store. Like, it goes up and down the aisles, and it looks for messes. You know, anything that's, like, on the floor. And then it calls up customer service and says, you know, like, oh, clean up on aisle 4 or whatever. So all of the grocery stores, you know, in the company chain that I work for, they all have this robot now. And it's kind of scary because we used to have a guy named Jacques who was like this black French Haitian guy. And that used to be his job. You know, he was our janitor. He used to walk around, you know, every aisle and check to make sure that, you know, nobody spilled anything or there was nothing in the way. But now we have a robot, like literally a freaking robot that drives around the whole store, and it replaced him.
It's no problem. He's just driving the truck now.
That reminds me of the time when, remember the time when millennials were asking for, was like $14 an hour minimum wage.
Look at them.
And then McDonald's just simply said, oh, okay, then we're replacing you with robots.
Yeah.
The robots are better. This is the truth. They actually get my freaking order right. Extra catnip.
Okay, well, yeah, technically you're right. But imagine if it was you. Like, you're 17 years old, still in high school, and you want to get your first job. You go to McDonald's, and they're like, nope, beep boop, sorry, we have robots now. It's like, well, crap.
It's okay, I wouldn't want to work at McDonald's, because I have something called dignity.
Ouch. Oof. Ooh.
Oof. My dude, remember, in that situation, like, you know, if you're a 17-year-old teenager looking for your first job, yeah, well, you know.
You know what?
Yeah.
I got some bad news. I'm going to replace all of you with robot furries now. They're going to do the podcast. Sorry, you're all fired.
No robot will replace my voice.
Aww. But yeah.
My dog better. My dog better.
Hey, we were able to replace Jordan Peterson's voice. We could do yours next.
Oh, God. Oh, that was creepy. No, I don't like that. Stop it. But okay, honestly though, I don't think I would want to work at McDonald's either because, you know, it's McDonald's. I'm just saying, I kind of agree.
What do you have against McDonald's?
It's literally, you know what? Nothing.
They're killing America.
I love McDonald's.
They're making people fat. They're making people fat.
It's what the internet lords would call a merry fats.
Would you like to supersize that heart attack or that diabetes?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I would love to do that. Amazing. But yeah, I would never want to work for McDonald's. That was like the one job I would never want to do ever in my life. But you know what? I don't think I even can anymore. Because
you've passed that point.
Oh, no. It's not even about age or anything. It's all the McDonald's in my area. They're all run by, like, illegal immigrants. I swear, so, they barely speak English.
So are you saying you would rather work as a garbage man instead of working at McDonald's?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's quite lucrative if you want to do the jobs that nobody would do. So, hey, one closed door is another man's open door. But, yeah, I think that pretty much sums up this week's, well, news and so forth.
Yeah, guys, I have to go walk my robotic dog in a little bit.
So. Walk my robotic dog.
Yeah, he's going to go shit oil, so got to go clean it up.
All right, yeah. So, what do you guys think of, you know, this week in the news feed and so forth? Because goodness me.
It's been a woke week.
Yeah. I mean, this week was full of nothing more than, you know, climate politics.
Can I just say one thing about Greta? She looks like one of those kids, like, from those horror movies, like, that are possessed by, like, a demon. You know, like those twins from The Shining. She kind of reminds me of that.
Oh, like that girl from Exorcism.
Yeah. Or like Samara, like this soulless being that is, like that's the way she talks, like how creepy she looks. I mean, bruh, like she's 16, but she looks 12 and she sounds like she's 50. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. Like, it's just, it's disturbing. She's not human.
She's like preparing for her presidential run in 2099.
How dare Trump, you?
I like how Trump basically ignored her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was that, though. So, you guys got any, one at a time, though, you guys have any closing statements?
Yes, cats roll, dogs drool. And then
yeah, well, they're not making robotic cats. So, Avira's got you there.
Arf, arf.
Robot cats will rule, and we will take over.
Yeah, but robot doggos already exist. One up there.
All right, who's next? Anyone else got another closing statement?
I guess I'll just say I hope you guys had a super awesome night, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Indeed. It has. I'm looking forward to that, too. And just to round things off, as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and we'll consider more platforms later on, so you'll have no shortage of where to find them. And our YouTube is always here, should you need us. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.